religiosity can complicate our relationship with God, and it can feel more like a heavy burden or boxes to check than a deeply personal connection with our Creator. We are also surrounded with messages that tell us that our value is in our ability to get things done, while at the same time saying that we as women shouldn't stand out or draw attention to ourselves. My name is Emily Lewis, and you're listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. For 26 years of my life, I felt like it was my responsibility to keep God happy by doing all the things. I was desperate to be good and to belong. So I exhausted myself by checking the boxes and squeezing myself into the expectations of what others and what I thought God wanted from me. But when I learned that God loves me unconditionally and with radical grace, that allowed me to let go of toxic relationships with the church and myself. Now, as a beloved daughter of God, a wife, a mom, a kids ministry pastor, a speaker, and a worthiness coach, I am confidently living the life that God meant for me. I'm here to help you overcome beliefs that are no longer serving you so that you too can live a well-rested life, ask for what you want, confidently expect to receive what you're worth, and have deep, authentic relationships with God, yourself, and others. When you are grounded in God's grace and own who He says you already are, it opens up the door for the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. I'm Emily Lewis, and I'm so glad you're here, friend. Hey there, friend. Welcome to this life-giving episode on the Abundant Grace Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I have a quote for you on this life-giving episode that my sister shared with me, and I haven't heard this in a while, and it was such a good reminder. It's such a good saying, and I don't even know who to originally attribute it to it, or attribute it to. Wow, that was a tongue twister. But this is a tweet from Victor Lenau. I don't even know how to say his last name. Anyway, it looks like it was from June of last year is when he tweeted it. So I'm not sure who said it originally, but I'll give him credit. So this is where I saw it again. And the saying is, diamonds are formed under pressure. And bread dough rises when you let it rest. He goes on to say, we're all our own things. What's motivating you may be crippling to others. Diamonds are formed under pressure. Have you ever heard that? Like this pressure, it's just refining you. It's changing the coal into a diamond, and just don't run away from the pressure because the pressure is making it you into a precious gem. And there is so much validity in that too, staying in hard things and not running away. But maybe you don't have to. Maybe you don't need all of that pressure. Maybe it's societal pressure that you should be doing this or should be doing that. Or maybe it's pressure from your own self that you're not enough or you didn't do that well enough, and you're having this negative dialogue with yourself and you're feeling the weight, the pressure. And it's actually not making you thrive. We can feel the pressure to heal now or get that transformation and be able to be on the other side and tell the story about going through it because we, you know, want to get to the other side. But maybe there is so much good in just admitting that this is hard and we don't have to put pressure on ourselves to make it to the other side right away. And we can just be, because bread rises when we let it rest. If you don't let bread rise, it will be hard. It'll be like, I don't know, dense and heavy and not light and good. So just know what you need. Know what you need in your season or in your life. Maybe it is just you and your personality. Like at the end of that tweet says, every person is different. Maybe it is your season where you need to give yourself the space to rest because that's where your thriving will come. Maybe you don't need all of that pressure. Maybe you don't have to glorify the pressure, right? You don't have to be like, this is working out for my good. Maybe you can just be like, God does promise that this works out for my good, but this sucks. This is awful. Where I'm at right now is not good. I don't need to be glorifying it. I don't need to be adding all this pressure on myself in this pressure situation to make it turn out a certain way or be a certain person in this. I'm allowed for this to be hard. I'm allowed to say, you know what? I'm overwhelmed in this moment. I'm really overstimulated in this situation, and I am going to rest. And in that rest, where it's better than just even rest, because God invites us into His rest. God invites us into communion with Him and fellowship and stillness, helping to still our souls. We're invited into that. And there is so much healing in that space where we let ourselves rest, and then we can rise up. Then we can rise up. I see the picture of a phoenix, you know, rising from the ashes. There's this picture in my mind, I don't know, of what I picture a phoenix rising to be, right? And there's probably spirituality and all kinds of other references there. So don't look too far into it. I don't know those meanings, but I just see the pressure from the diamond or from the coal into a diamond, and the pressure from that. Sometimes, yes, it does create something beautiful, but maybe we can remove ourselves from that situation and rise up from the ashes without all of the pain or the shoulds that we put on ourselves. If we just go rest first, if we ask God, what does entering into your rest that you're inviting me into look like? Ask that question. Ponder on that today. Let that be the thought that you tuck in your back pocket. Ask God, what would it look like for me to enter into your rest that you're inviting me into so that I can rise from that rest and I can take a deep breath. Let your shoulders relax a little bit. Let that pressure that feels like it's that giant rock that you've been carrying around, maybe let it go for today, even if it feels impossible to let it go completely. Could you let it go for today and let yourself rest and see how it goes? I'd love to know how this lands for you. What situation came up for you? What thing in your life that has felt like a lot of weight and pressure that you could let go of and kind of let it be easy and rest? If you want a reminder of who God is and who you are so that you can rest and stop striving and get off that performance treadmill, grab my 5-minute worthiness meditation. It is 5 minutes. We can all sit still for 5 minutes, or you can listen to it as you go about your day and let the truth wash over you and shape and frame how you see yourself and how you see God and how you see others and the circumstances around you. It is so important. We need other people to remind us of who we are and who God says that we are. So go to yourrelationshipwithgod.com/meditation and grab that 5-minute worthiness meditation to help you stay grounded and help remind you that you don't have to keep going and hustling and striving. You can let the pressure go, like off of your pressure. What are those called? Oh, darn it. There's like crock pots and instant pot. There we go. You can let the pressure out of that pressure cooker, that instant pot, and just sit. Even other recipes that are cooked fast and under pressure like that, you have to vent that instant pot to let the steam out, and you have to let it set and rest before you take the lid off. So even if you feel like you've been formed under so much pressure into that diamond, or you're in a high pressure situation, you can stop and rest before going forward. Go to yourrelationshipwithgod.com/meditation and grab that meditation for yourself today. Thanks so much for listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. If this episode was an encouragement to you, or you heard a nugget that you needed, I invite you to share it with a friend. Who else relates and would be blessed by today's episode? And it would help me out so much if you would leave a review for the Abundant Grace podcast. It makes a world of difference getting this podcast into the ears of other people so that they can be empowered to own their worth too. As always, I would love to hear from you. You can find me hanging out on Instagram, emily.abundantgrace, or you can send me an email at hello@emilyklewis.com. I'm praying for you and cheering you on in your faith and healing. Have a great rest of your day, and remember, there is nothing you can do to add or take away from your worth, and there is nothing you can do that will make God love you more, and nothing you have done that makes God love you any less.